going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bleep you Thursday. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I will start with a tweet I got. CDub1906 says, can I get a bleep you for fast food pickup spots in a packed parking lot? I mean, damn, I'm picking up, but I'm just going inside to order it, then pick it up. The McDonald's by my house, River Road in Bethesda, if anybody's familiar with it, there. The workers inside do a tremendous job. That place is always slam-packed. Mm-hmm. That parking lot is an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. Because you got people now ordering on the app with people bringing food out to them. And then you get the people in the drive-thru lane where their stuff's not ready when they get to the drive-thru pickup, and then they got to pull over. So then there's no place to park if you got little kids like going inside. Mm-hmm. It's a mess. I don't know. I feel like in the world of ordering on the app, you got to get rid of the drive-thru or something. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but have you experienced this at all?
Yeah.
The other thing I don't understand, and there must be some, like, legitimate, like, patent or proprietary information or something.
What?
The way Chick-fil-A runs their operation is so much better than any and all other fast food operations. Like, why doesn't Burger King or Popeyes or McDonald's, whoever, hire the number two dude from Chick-fil-A and just make that dude in charge of your operation? It can't just be because they get Sundays off. Like, that can't be the only thing.
I don't know. I've never had the issue, though, at either place.
Brian, you live a charmed life. You never have any issues.
No, I go to the same fast food place everybody else go to. Maybe just Maryland and D.C. just screwed up.
I don't even know where this dude lives. Landfill, have you had drive-through fast food issues?
Yeah, some of the drive-throughs are pretty slow, but Chick-fil-A, they're always on point. Even when there's a long line, it just moves.
It just moves. I wish the dude in charge of the person, it might be a lady, whoever it is. Whoever's
might
in charge.
Might be a kangaroo.
It might be a kangaroo. Whoever's in charge of Chick-fil-A, I would like to appoint them to be in charge of Tyson's Corner and the GW Construction. Because that is
They just not have run you through a fast food line. They don't know a damn thing about construction.
Whoever's doing that doesn't know a damn thing either. It's the worst, longest, worst traffic. I have no idea what's going on.
Hey,
it's
Jay,
never going to
you're
finish.
You're in the area where traffic never stops, and you're trying to build temporary roads while overall trying to build a permanent road.
It is.
It ain't going to be no damn good way to do it.
It is the worst. Dude, and have you noticed?
If they had told everybody, okay, your only way you can get to Virginia is go through D.C. or go around the Woodrow Wilson, we're going to just shut down the whole side.
They might as well.
That'd be better.
It's kind of the same.
Nah.
Dude, Yo, I gotta.
It's hard as hell to do that when you're never ever going to have no cars on the road.
It's atrocious over there, and it's been going on for like 3 years, and they're not going to be done for three more.
It's going to go on for some more because in the middle of it, they decided, oh, let's do this too.
They got to fire the people who make those decisions.
Hire the people from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
like they don't have. You still need engineers and architects and everything, but like let the Chick-fil-A people handle the egress and ingress.
You have to be just joking,
dude. They're good at it. They're good at handling lots of people going into the same place. The people in charge right now are bad at it.
People at lunch, they will be lost.
You just build it. It's just scale it. You just scale it.
They couldn't do much worse than the way it currently is.
Try something different because the current setup is god awful. If you're on the outer loop driving towards Tyson's, you see that giant overpass they're building? How long till you think they build the other side of that thing? And where's it going to go? There's a neighborhood right there. There are houses. And like, are all those people about to get just thrown out?
No. It's going to have another turn. That's why they wait, because that little road that's starting here is going to go back the other way.
My daughter's in third grade. I bet she'll be in high school before that stuff's over.
College sophomore.
Dude, I think it's supposed to be done in another 4 or 5 years.
I'll take the over.
Your daughter could go to college, get a degree in engineering, and work on that project.
Just like the name. Just like the name. Just get used to it, because they ain't going nowhere until they're done. I'm just letting you know.
I want Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor. Bees, give me odds on when the Tyson's GW construction will end. Please. And you know what I'm taking? The over. It's never going to end. It's god awful.
It's going to end. Then y'all going to be happy.
Well, I just.
I rode the GW Parkway the other day, y'all. Guess what? No problems.
Yo, it's like Mad Max in the Thunderdome, man.
I had no problem.
You cannot even change the radio when you're driving on GW Parkway right now, because it's like you got to lock the Jeff in. When
I left downtown D.C.,
You live a charmed life. Nothing bad ever happens.
Going to PDI that Saturday and roll right through it. Got there on time.
Must be nice to be Brian Landfill, just living that charmed life.
I mean, like, I leave and do stuff on time. Y'all do stuff last minute and then have a problem with the roads because you're late, knowing that it's already messed up.
You have any bleep views, or is everything gravy?
I did my bleep already.
To Penderbrook Golf Course. Penderbrook got one. Phone lines are open. If you're mad about anything, hit us up. If the boys in the aquarium have anything, let me know. I specifically am mad about something. This is happening in more and more situations, and it doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, when you open a new package of tissues, I got little kids, allergy season, we go through a lot of tissues in my house, Kleenexes, whatever you want to call them. We typically buy the like square size, but there's also like the brick size. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the brick size. I'm speaking more specifically about the square, but I assume it's the same in all of it. Doug, you open the box of tissues and you rip the little thing off the top. Okay. And you try to pull out a tissue. It is packed so tight. It is so jam-packed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is so packed that you can't get a tissue out, especially little children. So to get where it's like, you know, the easy thing with the tissues, it just kind of pulls up. It's easy, right? But the level you have to go down for that ease of tissue acquisition is like 50 freaking tissues. And it's so annoying. And you know where I've started to notice the same thing? The men's room. What is your preferred method for drying your hands in the men's room? You like the air joint?
I grab the tissue.
I like the paper towel.
Yep, I'll do both of them, depending.
I prefer the paper towel to the air
blade. I normally adjust to whatever you have, dog.
But, dude, have you noticed more and more trying to get the paper towels out in any men's room? And I'm sure it's like this in ladies' rooms. I can't necessarily speak to it. Or just restrooms where people use them. Either you get no paper towel, it gives you like a quarter of an inch. You got to wait 10 seconds for the automatic joint.
Use two hands and pull it slowly.
Or you can't get them out, and they end up like ripping in half. We got to chill with the packaging. Put the Chick-fil-A people in charge of packaging paper goods. It's ridiculous.
JP, you are the complainingest dude I've met in my life. You complain about everything. Do you ever think that sometime it might just be you?
Now, Brian, this segment is called Bleep You. This is a once-a-week segment to complain about stuff.
I'm just saying, but you complain about so many things that I think if you just slow down a little bit, it'll work out for you.
B, this is literally Bleep You Thursday. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, is complaining about stuff. For once, I'm on topic. I am doing what the show sheet says. You can't. This is where I'm supposed to complain.
Chick-fil-A gonna call in and say, do not tell people to hire us for nothing else. We are not qualified to do anything else.
Chick-fil-A should run the world. They know what they're doing.
No,
Wegmans, Chick-fil-A. I'm also shouting out good places that know what they're doing. Shout out to them. What are some other places that know what they're doing?
Mm.
Wegmans and Chick-fil-A come to mind. I'm open to other ideas. You think I'm the most complaining dude in the world? Charlie is in College Park. Hello, Charlie. How do you do?
Gentlemen, good morning, good morning.
What's up, man?
Now, I realize this is going to reflect my being a Clint Eastwood-type curmudgeon. I'm the only one in the universe that feels this way, but bleep the NFL for what's the thing y'all were talking about they're going to have?
What?
For Washington and other teams. I can't even remember the name of it.
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. To me, football is not entertainment. I realize it is for everybody else.
But,
only
but
thing
Charlie,
I care
how
about,
you going to say it is not entertainment?
What is it?
When it is for everybody.
Listen, for me.
Well, why do you watch it?
Why do I watch it?
Yeah.
Because I love the game. I play the game.
But you're entertained by it, are you not?
I don't care about that. I don't even think about that. That never enters into my thinking. I'm thinking X's and O's. I'm thinking of coaching. I'm thinking of Jaden Daniels. I'm thinking of Terry McLaurin. I'm thinking of the Eagles and how to beat them.
Yeah, so you get to watch more of them.
I don't care, but you're missing it, man. Just for me, I'm taking responsibility for this. It's a distraction for the players, for the team. I don't like distractions.
So, Charlie, if I may, I've been thinking about this distraction. We watch practice. We're out there. Beamich was on the practice field last week. I don't think people are aware of, even without Hard Knocks, how many cameras there are. You've got an army of young 20-somethings making social media content at everywhere they turn. Like, will there be more cameras?
I don't think the players care one bit. I think we as fans care about distraction more than them. The players don't even see that crap.
That's true.
Thank you, Charlie.
That see, that's the whole thing. As a player, I always look at it from a player's point of view.
But dude,
I care about performance.
You know where there's more cameras than you could possibly imagine?
I don't care about that.
College football, dude.
I understand that. That's entertainment. It's not for me. I love the game. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Charlie. You know what? It's Bleep You Thursday. Get it off your chest. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree.
Okay.
Jason's in Bristow. Jason, who you mad at?
I'm mad at B. Mitch.
Oh!
What you mad at me for?
Because you used to come to Velocity 5, and I used to give you Patron margaritas and wings, and you never left me a tip.
Well, you're a lying ass right there.
Nah. Even when Jim Spiros was there. You ain't never left me a tip.
Well, that's a lying ass. If I got drinks, I left tips. Or Kenny paid the bill and took care of the tip. So that's a lie. I tip too much.
I've been with you plenty. I've never once seen that.
So that's a lying ass right
there. Let's try Austin.
Try that with somebody else, homie.
Let's go to Vinny in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, who you mad at?
JP, B. Mitch.
And I didn't even drink no damn margaritas. Hold on. I'm sorry, Vinny. I'm sorry. To the dude before, I ain't drink no damn margaritas. So that's why you didn't get a tip, because you didn't serve me. What the hell are you talking about? I drank Patron and pineapple juice. That's not a margarita.
Hey, hold on. So look, when he said it, I said, "Oh, that don't sound like B."
Nah.
When he said margarita, and then, bro, I'm with you out a lot. You do tips. So when he said it, I was like, "All right."
Do you think Eddie George was in there drinking margaritas and not tipping?
That might have been. Yeah, it might have been Eddie. Yeah.
Vinny's in Seat Pleasant. Vinny, who you mad at?
What's up, fella? Hey, B-Mitch, go off, man. You got every right to go off, man. I bleep you to the caller for even calling up here with that nonsense, man. For real. Anyway, I want to bleep you to all the parents of my youth football team, man. Man, they get them to practice late. I got a whole offensive game plan to implement. They get there like 7:15. I practice only 2 hours. And I'm like, bro, how am I supposed to get my running back to understand these holes or where to go if y'all don't get them here on time? So go ahead. To all of my wonderful, wonderful parents, my team, you, OGB Raptors, bleep you 100%. Y'all fellas have a great day, man.
Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate you. Let's try.
Oh, my Lord.
We got Poncho is on the line.
Poncho?
Poncho, what's good? Who you mad at?
Gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
Swinging and banging, faking and booty shaking. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man.
I love that phrase. Shout out to Cornelius Lucas.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Faking and Booty Shaking himself, man. Anyways, you know, FU to Mike Florio. He used to say he used to rag on the Commanders because of Dan Snyder. Now all of a sudden, these like clickbait comments, I didn't even entertain him.
What did Florio say there?
What did he? Oh, that bit he dropped. What was it, earlier in the week about how we were afraid of the Eagles? Like, what? Man. You're going to lose to the
Ain't
Eagles?
Nobody afraid of anybody, dude. It's football. Maybe you haven't noticed that grown men that play football are not afraid. If you're afraid, that's why you do what you do.
I very much agree with that. Thanks, Poncho. Appreciate
you
calling.
Have a good day.
All right, man.
See you, buddy.
He sounds a little bit like our dude from, he calls in sometimes. He has the same little draw in his voice. What's the dude's name? Was
Los?
No, but. Oh, I can't think of his name now.
All right, you think of it. Wendell's in Springfield. Wendell, who
you
mad
at? Thanks for taking me. I'm mad at Charlie, man, for thinking the NFL is not entertainment.
I didn't get that at all.
No, the concept makes no sense. And I'm going to let you cut me loose, but I do agree with JP, too, on the tissue boxes and when
it's
they overpack.
It's crazy, dude. It's
the paper
crazy.
Towels. I agree with them, B-Mitch.
You know what I'd rather know? I'd rather too much paper in it and then they give me a paper towel with nothing in it.
Yeah, but B, the problem is the time you get through the overpackaging, you got less than if you did, they just regular packaged it. Because
like 6-7 at a time.
Yeah, dude. Say they put, a standard box had to have 100 tissues, right? So they try to sell you, yo, we're giving you 125 tissues. Okay, but you got to go through 40 of them till it starts to work. So you really net out only 80 tissues, right? Wendell, are you with me?
I don't know how you go through 40 and you get 80. That's still 120, dog.
Right, but it's less than if I could just buy the regular box at 100.
All right, man. That sound like the NFL not being entertainment to me.
Listen, man. Thank you, Wendell.
That was the weirdest one I ever heard.
He's mad that the NFL is considered entertainment?
It's not entertainment to him, though.
What is it, then? I tried to get...
I don't know. If you're watching it for the players and you're watching it for the X's and O's, you are being entertained by it.
It's like people want to argue if golf is a sport.
Hell yeah, it is.
You can call it a game.
Well, I'll tell
care.
You this.
Like,
everybody that say golf is not a sport, take your ass out there and walk and then tell me it's not a sport.
Well, I also, like, the semantics police, I just don't understand. Like, if you enjoy it and you partake in it, who cares what it's called? Like, why does it matter if it's entertainment or not? Like, it's football. You love it. Who cares?
Yeah.
That one.
Hey, man.
But hey, man.
You love what? Things that entertain you, right?
I am not.
That's all I'm saying.
This is Bleep You Thursday. This is a judgment-free zone. You can say what you want. Be mad at who you want. Phone lines remain open. We're going to keep going. We got a ton of people. Coop, Austin, Eugene, everybody there. Just stick with us. We're taking your calls next. It's B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.